All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026 at 9:03 a.m. We'll begin with an invocation offered by our clerk, Lorinda Isaacson, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of our many blessings. We ask that thou would give us some moisture, that we will be able to have the water that we're going to need. We ask that thou would be with us through this meeting, that we will be able to conduct it well and do the things that need to be done for Daggett County and what is best for our community. We are so grateful to thee for the many blessings which are ours, and we do see thy hand in all things. And we say this in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Please rise. Join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Our introductions today in the courthouse, we have all three county commissioners, Lorinda Isaacson, our clerk, Peggy White, and Jordan Hewitt with Economic Development and Tourism, Cordell McCracken and Brian Gibson, IT and GIS, and Gary Boyd and Brett Reynolds. And then virtually, we have Lynn Sittard and Lori Haslam. Welcome, everyone. Can you guys hear us all right online?
Yeah, I can hear you well.
Yes.
How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. Thank you. Welcome, Lynn and Lori. Okay. I would entertain a motion to go in and out of the RDA meeting.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second has been made to go in and out of the Redevelopment Agency meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next item on the agenda is to review minutes from our previous meeting that was held on January 27th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for the commission and the RDA or Rural Development Association meeting January 27th, 2026.
I'll second the motion.
A motion and a second has been made to approve as presented the minutes from the Daggett County Commission and Redevelopment Agency meeting that was held last Tuesday, January 27th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, issue updates for discussion. Any discussion pertaining to the Redevelopment Agency? Or the Municipal Building Authority?
Things are moving along still well with the water treatment plant over in Dutch John. Good. I haven't heard of any issues at the moment. Things are moving along as expected.
Okay. Affordable workforce housing. EMS, EMT, Sheriff's Office updates. Don't see anybody from the Sheriff's Office. Brett, anything from the Fire and EMS District? Okay. Discussion on airports.
Yeah. I did submit, sent an email out yesterday with the vanilla operations and maintenance manual for you. Take a look at that. I don't know if it needs to go on the agenda like next week or just feedback is all I'm looking for now.
Okay.
I haven't sent it to the state, but I remember, but just like you to look at it. I am working on the one over in Dutch John. Almost had it done, but didn't quite get it, so I'll bring that later. And then did you get the notification from me that you have to get the Black Cat?
I did. I had some technical issues yesterday, so I'll try to do that here, assuming that we get our internet connection taken care of.
I don't know exactly what you have to do there, but I did talk to him. I said, yeah, you have to go in there and either approve it or
I think it's an approval.
And then we can move forward on that. So, and then once they approve it, then we'll move forward.
Okay. Sounds good. Welcome, Jeff.
Peace.
And if you need any help on the Black Cat, let me know. I'll do what I can to help you.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Clinic updates.
And they get the connection made to the water line. They're working on getting the water into the building this week. And they're starting on the electrical connection. So that should be completed this week.
Good progress. Thank you. Discussion on roads.
The trail always falls under roads, so I'll throw it in there. Had a good, first of all, Randy, thank you for your input. Relayed that on to Rod with UDOT. He is drafting up a letter. Since the county is the applicant, he feels it's appropriate, and I do too, that the letter that we send back to our U.S. Army Corps comes from the county. So he'll get that drafted up here shortly and go from there. He thought the information was really good, and he really thought that the one canal and one wetland should be excluded for sure because of the information that Randy gave me. And if I do the math right and we exclude those areas, we're down to like 0.3 acres, which still means we need a permit. But we won't necessarily have to have a water quality cert from the state. But Rod also suggested that we go ahead and get the state involved, and because it's a 60 to 90 day lead time. And worst case scenario, they get going on it and we may cancel it.
Right.
It may require, he was allowed to talk with the state, but it may require a $100 permit to be. I'll touch base with her and see how we want to proceed. Rod's thinking that we need to go about anywhere from a 6 to a 10 to 1 ratio on mitigation based on what we're doing. And so it's back to that we got to identify some land up that we can, 3 acres. Yeah, somewhere between 2 and 3 acres.
What do we need to do to find out if the sewer lagoons would be a suitable location?
I did talk to Cody about that. And he thought it'd be good. His biggest concern was that there isn't a year-round water source there. And so it'd be a matter of seeing if the Army Corps would just accept that, the water that's already there, or if we need to divert some water to there or whatever. And then it'd be the cost of going in there and doing the reclamation to make it.
Can we look at the feasibility of moving some water to that location? See how difficult that might be, given elevation and other factors.
If you want to pursue that a little bit more, I can do it.
I think that's a location that we could get some support from the town on.
Okay. We do. But yeah, I haven't pursued that very much more. I did look at it, and it would be possible to get the water from the road over there with a fairly deep pipe along the way. But let me look at it, see if I can figure out some other water sources that we might draw upon. And if we do divert all the water over there, whether that would go back down to the same wetland area, so it should be fine. Yeah.
Well, I'll move forward trying to locate some additional options, but that seems like a pretty logical one to me.
But I think you want to talk to Cody. You said it was the water was the main and the cost of that going there, and do some work to make it work. But that would also reduce if we can create some wetlands. That reduces the percentage.
The ratio.
The ratio. Yeah, quite a bit. So, and on that, we normally make, let's go back and look on how big that area is. Probably could buy with an acre there. Like I said, I thought in my head, I can't remember how big that was.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I'll continue doing. But, yeah, it's, and then we'll get this here letter out. Give me the impression that this week we'll get the letter from him, and then
it's not like three
will submit it.
Something weird.
Meanwhile, we'll reach out to the state and see what it's going to take to get their info.
With water quality.
With the water quality.
Yeah, that was a question I had. Can they get started while we're still in review with Army Corps, is it a start to start?
No, Rod wants us to do that.
Okay.
Just tell them what we're doing and tell them that it's kind of a. Still, let's work your Army Corps until they have that. So I'll just talk to her since we've had a lot of conversations with Army Corps. We really need to get the water turned going.
Yeah.
And go from there.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Sheriff, welcome. Do you have anything for us today?
Nothing other than what's on the agenda.
Okay. All right. Anything on code enforcement issues?
Yeah, sorry.
How about legislation? Do you have anything for us today, Jack?
Is anybody following with their group in terms of the different categories or tied into the UAC meetings that happen on Wednesdays? The clerks or the treasurers or commission for that matter in those meetings to be up to speed on their particular entities? Or
we had a survey that needed to be filled out and sent back before noon today that Ricky Hatch had sent over.
Okay.
And in regards to elections and that. But
as the legislation, that elections legislation is coming up. Through different bills.
Yep.
There's a website to follow. There's a lot of stuff going on. That's well, the WUI one and Representative Snyder, that one's been a contentious issue where those inspections that have been required by the county and then the insurance issues that are occurring. I don't know locally how many people have been affected directly by it. In terms of their insurance, I think about the Pines and the Acres, Birch Creek, the unincorporated areas that are close to wooded areas. We should or could be hearing about troubles with insurance on that. They're still working hard, but I think they finally got his attention that there's some things that need to be changed. Sevier County's been working pretty hard on the issues because of the issues they had with the Monroe fire. Some of the other issues relating to, and you could probably speak to it better, Lorinda, on the elections bills that are out there. But I would encourage each of the different groups, other elected officials, to get involved in their meetings on Wednesdays where they review all of the legislation. There's over 300 bills, maybe more now. They're anticipating over 1,800 bills possibly being put out before the session's over. Obviously, they won't all be heard or dealt with, but they could get up as high as 800 by the time that actually get dealt with through committee and maybe on the floor. There's an app if anybody's interested in following along. It's BillTracker.UtahCounties.org. That is helpful to know how UAC is following and working on bills and how people, where UAC stands on the bills. The Thursday morning meetings, you can get a quick overview if you can't be involved in the meetings on Wednesdays on the different groups. It all gets put into a more succinct, at least summarized, and then the group votes on how to proceed, either concurring with the committees or if different, that's where it would show up and the discussion would be held on the larger issues. I'm trying to get this to open. See if it opens. Nothing's open. I don't know. And I'm using cell instead of internet. That bill tracker is the way to go. BillTracker.UtahCounties, all one word, .org. Anyway, that's kind of the heat of it right now. I'll probably miss the Thursday. I've got a conflicting meeting. The other legislative stuff that's big that affects us is Flaming Gorge Reservoir. I went to the caucus for the Colorado River Authority. They're looking at, and maybe you've already heard this, of dumping another 500,000 acre feet out of the gorge down to Powell.
The DROA.
A DROA type release. The big fear with that, well, we know what the local impact is. depending on where the water's at, by the time they start it, it'll be, I don't think I'm overstating it, but the potential for being catastrophic in a lot of different ways with ramps out of the water. We know Sheep Creek was either out of the water or getting down close. The ones in Wyoming are affected pretty quick. Once it starts making its dive, it'll affect the marinas. We'll just have to see where it goes. As far as the negotiations, I haven't heard anything since the governors went back with the different water leaders from their states. But it is likely that if the federal, if they don't come up with an agreement that doesn't get litigated right away, or if it does get litigated, whatever way it ends up being that the federal government's plan goes into effect, even worse than the DROA would be is if they start shutting off water on any of their project waters, which we would be affected. If is State Line or Meeks Reservoir, one of those is a Bureau project, and what's the word when they start cutting water? There's a specific word that won't come to mind probably while I'm trying to talk about it or think about it. That would be very real if under the federal plan. The thing we've been fighting for, and the Colorado River Authority, what they've been fighting for us for, is to keep Flaming Gorge out of the mix of Lake Powell and Lake Mead. In terms of the way Lake Powell's used for Mead in the current agreements, Lake Powell will always, and this will be a scientific term, succine tip, because it's always there to mitigate and manage where Lake Mead's water is at the cost of the water in Lake Powell. If they pull the other system reservoirs like Blue Mesa, Navajo, and Flaming Gorge into that same, and they want to, the southern states, the lower basin states, want Flaming Gorge to be managed consistent with the way Lake Powell is being managed, we won't ever, I don't see us ever having the reservoir like we have had it in our lifetimes, because it'll be sucked dry or sucked on very hard. So the likelihood, as it's been reported, of litigation is high, because Colorado and Arizona are the two that have said no. But I haven't heard how it's come out of the meetings in D.C. since they left Friday. Left Thursday for Friday meetings over the weekend. Has anybody read anything that summarizes those meetings since the start of them?
I haven't seen anything since they, other than the meetings themselves.
So, economically, what it's done to Page, Arizona, the way they've managed Powell, we've tried to make arguments that would suggest that why would they do that to us as well, knowing that they... And you can argue that we're unique because Page has been had the heck beat out of it economically, and we'll be in the same boat if they allow our water to be down to the water and the dam to be managed like they've done Powell. So, all right, good news.
We'll watch that closely. Lynn, do you have anything for us today?
No, just checking on you, making sure you need anything from us.
Thank you. And Lori, are you here just for that blueprint presentation, or do you have anything additional for us today?
I believe that August Grant should be joining. Are we on the agenda to go over the blueprint plan today?
Yes,
we are. And was there a time for that?
10:00.
At 10:00. Okay, so we need to keep moving to get to that point. But okay, thank you, Lori, and welcome, Mayor Knight. Kathy, do you have anything for us today?
No, I'm just waiting for the CIB meeting. It's not at 10 or 11, so I decided to jump on and see if I could figure out.
So that, so the item on the agenda today is not the formal CIB meeting that I think you might be referring to. The item on the agenda today is just for the county to review our list, which you're welcome to be a part of.
But I mean, did you notice from UBAG that there's one here today?
Oh, maybe.
That's what I heard.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the notice that was sent out is today at 11 o'clock. They're supposed to be here.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was 10 or 11. So yeah,
I got 10 or 11, but yeah, they showed. Well, they sent out the notice, they said today.
I did hear from Nate Ziles yesterday asking if we had put anything on the website, and I let him know we hadn't even discussed it yet.
Okay.
Well, because I've got projects listed on the Utah Project Board.
And they said mandatory, too, so.
So this is the meeting.
I'm here to us for two reasons today.
Okay.
Good morning, Terry.
Well, we'll work towards that end.
Do we need to communicate with?
We have that 11 o'clock Smith. With Craig Smith as well. Do you want me to get Kent on the line?
Yeah, if we could maybe shoot a text to Kent and let him know we have a conflict, and maybe see if Craig could be flexible and push back later in the afternoon if that's possible.
Usually, D-Bag's coming up, they come up, they're usually here by 9 o'clock. But they may not be here until 11.
Excuse me. Okay. Well, we'll proceed with the agenda so we can get ready for that. It's time for us to take a short recess so that we can conduct our Municipal Building Authority meeting. So let's do that at this time. It's 9:31.